Megan DiMuccio is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Clark James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Materials discussed is not to be construed as specific tax or legal advice and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
All right. And we have had her for a couple of weeks, and she's been great with the tips and everything you need to know. Megan DiMuccio. All the CPA services performed through her business, Megan DiMuccio, CPA, PLLC. And you can reach Megan over at Megan@MuccioCPA.com, the website, MuccioCPA.com. We say a very good morning to Megan. How are you?
Good morning, Jay. I'm doing well. How are you?
I am very well. We're closing in on the deadline, of course, on Monday. People have been notifying us. You've been fantastic. A lot of people hopefully making the call and getting over to you because you know your stuff. And a lot of people, you know, sometimes they're on the fence. What do I do? I don't know where to go. Well, you go. You call Megan. That's what you do. But in essence, we're going to talk a little bit about unemployment. And, you know, this year's treatment of unemployment could be a little bit different as far as then maybe next year. So, you know, it changes every year, and I think a lot of people might have a question regarding that, if you can kind of iron that out, what we need to know regarding unemployment.
Sure. So we know, and we've talked about before, that more people were on unemployment last year than probably in any of our foreseeable future, or foreseeable past as well, hopefully. And so last year we had a really nice perk that came in about halfway through the tax season. We were allowed to take $10,200 off our unemployment income that was given in the year 2020. So for a lot of people who showed under $150,000 on their tax return, they didn't feel the full impact of the fact that they were on unemployment for such a long time on their tax return for 2020. So what we're going to start to see is that in 2021, there are still a number of people who are on unemployment. And those people potentially aren't going to get that same benefit in 2021. We know how late it was announced for 2020 that they made that decision. So we really won't know for a long time, is my assumption, whether or not they're going to have that same benefit in 2021. So my suggestion and my hope is that anyone who's still in unemployment is really thinking about their situation, trying to decide if they need to start withholding taxes, because if you owed last year with that same benefit, chances are you're probably going to owe again this year, and you might owe more. So we definitely want to make sure that we're, you know, thinking pretty serious about what's going to happen this year with that unemployment again.
Very important stuff, no question. Carryover, who knows? So we'll see. What about the COVID distributions from retirement? A lot of people want to know about that. If you took a couple of years to pay, what could you do for your taxes? 2021, even 2022? A lot of people have questions on this regarding retirement. What about that aspect?
Yes, this is another thing that was really new for 2020. You were allowed to take money out of your retirement plan. You didn't have to pay the penalty. It was really nice if you had COVID or if you needed the money for an emergency, for supporting your family during the year. And if you took the advantage that we talked about on one of our earlier shows of being allowed to pay it over 3 years, you didn't really feel the full impact of it in 2020. My concern and my warning again for 2021 and 2022 is to really start to think about, you know, what that could look like for your taxes. If you did take withholdings when you took that distribution, all those withholdings are gone. You used them in 2021. So now you just have straight money sitting on your tax return with no money being withheld from it. So an example that I used a little while back when I was speaking with you, if you took $90,000, that's $30,000 in the next 2 years sitting on your tax return that you haven't given the IRS money on yet or your state. And so we want to talk. You want to give me a call, give a CPA a call, and really figure out, should you be paying some of that tax ahead of time? If you don't want to pay it ahead of time, how much money should you have in the bank? So come next year, you're not surprised when you owe money on that distribution that you took.
Very important stuff. So finally, you know, on the stimulus checks, there are always a lot of questions right now. And I didn't even know this regarding that third stimulus of the, what was it, $1,400 max per person. That is a credit in which, you know, they're going to have some questions for you about saving material. I didn't know this. Saving letters and everything else. Don't throw anything away. That's the key here, right?
Yes. So it's funny. A lot of my clients came in this year and I said to them, how much did you get for your stimulus checks? And they said, I don't know. I just know I got money last year. And we had a nice laugh. But in all reality, the stimulus checks were prepayments for credits that you could get on your tax return. So it's a really important question to know the answer to. If you didn't get enough, you know, let's say you only got $500 and you're eligible for the full $1,200, I have the ability to ask for more money for you on your tax return. And so if you don't know what you got, I don't know how to help you get more potentially. So the same thing's going to happen next year. That $1,400, it's still really new, so you're still pretty well aware of how much you got. And they're starting to tell us, you know, again, things change every year and we don't have 100% certainty on the regulations that are going to come out yet. But my assumption is that somewhere along the line, they're going to start to decide if you should have gotten more or not with that $1,400. And we're going to want to know how much you actually got to decide if that's the case. So my suggestion, save the information, or if you're planning, you know, if you're one of my clients or if you're going to use me next year, email me now. Tell me how much you got so I can help you save it. And, you know, really just start thinking ahead for next year is really, you know, my conclusion for all of this.
And that's so important. I didn't know that, you know, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, make the switch. CPS services performed through the business, Megan DiMuccio, CPA, PLC. And you can reach Megan via email, megan@muccioCPA.com. Of course, check everything out on the website, www.muccioCPA.com. Important information, great information, Megan. We look forward to talking with you on the final day and tax deadline day on Monday. And we'll talk to you then. Have a great weekend, all right?
Thank you. You too.